Milwaukee's health department is being scrutinized by federal, state, and local agencies. They're looking into multiple problems at the department, not the least of which involves figuring out how the agency allowed so many children to slip through the cracks, kids who needed follow-up for possible lead contamination. In the meantime, aldermen are trying to get their arms around the problems and look for solutions. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has been covering the story and is here with the latest.
The health department and its lead poisoning prevention program came up at two common council meetings yesterday. Members of the steering and rules committee were briefed by the city's legislative reference bureau. It's been trying to get to the bottom of the health department's operational fiasco. Aaron Cattle, a fiscal analyst, set out to scrutinize the lead program from 2015 to 2017 and said it was almost impossible to come up with concrete information. The sound here is a bit scratchy.
We found there's a lack of reliable data for analysis. So that's primarily because of the Stellar system that they use, the state mandated database that we maintain for the state. It was very difficult to get, well, I really couldn't get any data.
Susan, as you've reported, there also are several personnel investigations of health department staff.
Yes, and that also limited how much Cattle could share with the Steering and Rules Committee. Alderman Mark Borkowski was clearly frustrated.
This stuff starts to blend together.
Right.
And I vividly recall in early May asking when the personnel matters would be taken care of, because we couldn't do any other report until that was taken care of. I was told a couple of weeks, middle of May, toward the end of May. So we're 2 months past. Why is this dragging? I mean, my goodness, you know, I think Watergate was quicker.
Employee Relations Director Maria Montegudo rushed breathlessly into the room, and she was not laughing.
The reality is that after doing this for 30 years, okay, this is probably the most complex, intricate investigation that we've ever done. Okay, so for anybody to question, you know, the process without really understanding what's going on in terms of the investigation, I find offensive.
It sounds as if emotions ran high at the meeting.
Yes, and answers don't seem to be getting easier. Right now, Interim Health Commissioner Patricia McManus says she's implementing new program protocols. At the same time, a department team is scrambling to track down about 390 children who tested high for lead between 2012 and 2017.
We got to know what's happening and what happened with these kids all this time. We're also going back to see if they've had a test since they were in that time. So it's like three or four different things going on at one time to try to address this backlog while we still stay current on the ones for like this year.
Were there any signs of movement yesterday in terms of improving lead poisoning prevention efforts?
Yes, Alderman introduced a proposal in the Public Safety and Health Committee that would initiate a new door-to-door outreach effort. It would rely on community partners that already have a track record of outreach, the Social Development Commission and 16th Street Community Health Centers. They would concentrate on areas of the city with the heaviest concentration of reported lead poisoned children, the 12th and 15th districts. Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton is one of the sponsors.
We wanted to kind of at least have a way with all of the partners that are participating in this of being, okay, this is how we're going to tell this story. This is the advice that we're going to give people. This is the way that you can most protect your family.
In addition to passing out information, the program would distribute free water filters.
On a related note, Susan, you reported last week that an advocacy group wants the Common Council to subpoena certain individuals. Did that happen to come up yesterday?
Yes, the Freshwater for Life Action Coalition issued a list of five individuals, including former Health Commissioner Bevan Baker, that the advocacy group thinks can paint a fuller picture of problems and culpability within the city. I'm not sure whether that call influenced Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton, but yesterday he did say the Common Council is trying to compel Bevan Baker to share information. Hamilton hopes without having to issue a subpoena. As you may recall, Baker stepped down suddenly at the start of this year when problems with the lead poisoning prevention program came to light.
That's WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.